Welcome to Stepping Out of Babylon, produced by Sue Supriano. Babylon is everywhere. It's the isms and schisms both in the system and within ourselves. Let's unify, stand aligned, and step out of Babylon. Hi, everybody. My name's Sue Supriano, and my guest today is Blaine Mahan. And Blaine is the artist who did the Deception Dollar. And the Deception Dollar is really out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. It may have reached where you are now, too. If not, you can get one, but see one by going on the internet at deceptiondollar.com or .org. I'm looking at it but not seeing it. And it's a very incredible. I was telling Blaine that I've never been in all my over 40 years of activism, never been chased for people to want more flyers, which is essentially what this piece of incredible art that you have done, the Deception Dollar, looks very much like real money, but it's not real money at all. It says 9/11 very clearly on one side, and on the other side it says fraudulent event note. The United States of Aggression. Then, as I say, it's covered by many different websites, but the art is incredible. So what brought you to create this Deception Dollar, Blaine? Tell us about yourself.
I am an artist from Calgary, Canada, and have been involved in the truth movement for September 11th, basically, since it started. And I would consider myself a September 11th skeptic, which is to say that I don't particularly agree with the official version of the official explanation of events that that has come from the Bush administration and from the intelligence community and from the essentially from the American media and the global media, mass media. So right away I was interested in trying to find ways to make people aware of the fact that there's a growing community of people that are asking questions about the event and trying to bring awareness to a larger audience of that fact, the fact that there are skeptics. So right away I was trying to come up with, you know, some different ways to do that. And last year we had brought in an exceptional speaker in June, a gentleman by the name of Mike Rupert. And Mike Rupert came to speak on the truth and lies of 9/11. And so we had him do. He came to Western Canada and did a tour of three cities. He was in Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. And Mike just did a terrific presentation. I didn't get to see him in Edmonton or Vancouver, but in Calgary he was just exceptional. And we had filled up a theater at the university. And so, as a graphic designer, I was working on posters and flyers and advertisements for the event so that we could get the word out that Mike was in town. And as I was developing my posters for that event, a friend in Los Angeles had sent me some images of American currency. And so began to play with the image digitally with the hopes that I was going to be able to use it for the posters for Mike Rupert's event. And so the numbers on the $1 bill were changed. It became the 9/11 bill. In the end, the artwork for the Deception Dollar wasn't actually used on the posters, and it was put aside, but it was a project that sort of kept coming up. Every time I sat down to work on the bill, there was some, you know, new change to make, the fraudulent event note, which replaced Federal Reserve notes on the top of the front of the bill, and then just a bunch of different detail. In the end, what happened was to make people aware of the many exceptional websites that are currently online in relation to the 9/11 sort of skeptic movement. We added the first printing of bills. We've done five issues of the bills. the first printing of the bills, there was only 7 websites. I think the most recent issue has 20 different websites on it. So just some exceptional websites that people who have the bills are then able to access.
Well, it was really a brilliant thing that you did, and it's very, very beautifully done, taking off on the symbols of today in some ways. You want to talk a little bit about these symbols and about these websites on the dollar here? Because, as I say, people, because they look so much like money, they're bigger than a regular American dollar, too. So they're definitely, if you look at it, it's clearly not that. But people just are really very attracted to them, and I've given out thousands. And I run into people and I ask them, did you go to the websites? Because it's about website, you know, going to the websites too, not just being amusing. But it strikes them right away. I mean, the people really like the picture of Bush, which indeed looks like Bush.
Originally, I hadn't actually planned to have Bush on the bills, and that was because we wanted to connect the bills with the current anti-war movement, and because it seemed like we were probably going to be able to catch more people's attention if it was Bush. I'd originally planned to have John D. Rockefeller as the face on the deception dollar, and a lot of people thought that was going to be way too obscure, and that nobody would really recognize who that was or, you know, why he was on the bills. And so as I was working on the bills, and it just logically it had to be W on the bills. And so the portrait was done of George Bush, and it worked out quite well. And from that, the bills just kind of kept changing. We went from, I mean, it started off as a $1 bill. The one over top of the seal on the front of the bills became lie. All of the serial numbers have been changed to represent numbers from September 11th or from something that is connected with the events of September 11th and the skeptics movement. The other seal on the front of the bill has BS on it, in replacement for some of the other letters, and I'm sure that your listeners will know what that suggests. As I say, as I worked on the artwork, there were more and more changes, more and more little details. I think that's the fun of the bills, is when people get the bills, they just are able to sort of pore over them, try and pick out as many of the little hidden details and inside jokes. I mean, in particular, people that are aware of the September 11th movement, they'll be able to just go through, and all of the numbers that are on there have some sort of symbolic meaning. All of the changes that have been made were done on purpose to so that people could go through and try and pick out as many of the changes and the little jokes that we included.
People around here, as I say, this community is so saturated with them that they notice that there's a new version, which I didn't even notice. Like, I knew that, but I guess I'm too busy handing them out. But the details are amazing. You're quite an artist. Is this the main thing that you're doing in your life is art?
Well, currently, yeah, that's, I've grown up as an artist. I got my degree at the University of Calgary as a painter, and have been doing different forms of graphic design for the last, since I got out of school, and was working as a designer at a sign shop in Calgary for some time, and then now trying to, again, just sort of use those skills to be able to bring awareness about some of these issues that people aren't generally talking about, so...
Yeah, well, it's a great example. Oftentimes people feel like, well, what can we do? You know, there's about whatever the issue is. There's nothing we can do, and this is an example of something. I mean, you could use your own skills the way that you feel like, the way the one feels like doing it, and this is an example of that because this is really taken off. Do you have any sense of how much around the world the deception dollars are going these days?
We know that they are spreading far and wide. I mean, we've been in contact with some people that have been distributing them in all over Europe. I mean, there's been a real interest in London, from what I understand, some areas in Germany. We've just spotted them all over the place, and we know there's been a real interest overseas. I mean, the main craving for them has definitely been here in the United States, and then in Canada, there's growing interest in certain areas. We've had a lot of them distributed in Vancouver, Calgary, and some in the East. So we kind of keep hoping that the interest will keep growing. But it definitely seems like here in California is where they've gone out en masse, and I'm hearing from so many people now that. I mean, in this area that know of them. I was recently in a print shop in Calgary. I was printing up some Deception Dollar posters, and I had the proof out on the table, and this gentleman beside me, and this is somebody that I didn't know, didn't recognize and hadn't met before. He spotted the posters and said, "Well," he said, did you design those? You didn't design those, did you?" And I said, "Yeah, it so happens that I did." And he got all excited, and he'd had a friend that had just come up from California and had brought some of the bills up. So it's been amazing to see how they have spread and the interest that has come from the Deception Dollars.
And, of course, we're talking about this issue of September 11th, and that's a really serious, heavy-duty issue. So have you visited most of these websites? Do you want to talk about the websites? And do they're all concerned mostly, if not entirely, with information about the issue of September 11th and what the latest research has come up with about what are the questions and what are some of the answers. And there's a lot of different theories about things. It's not like we know all the answers, but there is a lot of information that most people that don't know, at least in this country, it certainly doesn't come out on the corporate media, that's for sure. And if it did, things might change. And so it's really important to get out the information, because all this horror, all these horrors of like attacking Iraq and who knows what's next, and the war on the world come from the justification of these terrible Arab terrorists and from the Middle East did this. People don't even know who's what. They don't really know. But anyway, it makes it okay for some people think it's okay to go be killing people over these. So it's a really important issue to get people thinking about and get information about as soon as possible. So I'm talking on and on. Back to the website.
Yeah, no, we tried to focus on specifically September 11th related websites, and some of the sites that we have on the bills are, cover a wide range of topics and have September 11th as a smaller part of their the information that they have. As far as the sites that were originally put on there, GNN.TV, which is the Guerrilla News Network, which is an exceptional site, and the gentlemen at Guerrilla News Network have put out a really good documentary called Aftermath, The Unanswered Questions of 9/11, which is one of the reasons that I'm here in San Francisco for the showing of that documentary.
You should tell people, get out your pencils and paper if you don't know this stuff, these websites, because they will be very interesting for you to go to.
Definitely. Some of the other excellent sites, I mean, Mike Rupert's site, which is, and their publishing company, which is From the Wilderness, and the site that we have on the bill for Mike Rupert's site, and you can find out about Mike's video, The Truth and Lies of 911, which is copvcia.com. So that's copvcia.com. WhatReallyHappened.com is another excellent site that I visit often. As far as Canadian information, some excellent work being done by the gentleman at the Center for Research on Globalization, which is Michel Chuzadovsky in Ottawa, and their website is globalresearch.ca, which is, again, one of the sites that was included on the original bills. And, so many great sites. Cooperativeresearch.org. Yeah, 911pi.com is an excellent site sort of for an overview of the questions on September 11th. Onlinejournal.com, which is one of the sites that's got sort of a wider range of topics and some exceptional articles and research that's being done there. Questions.net, 911strike.com, The information on these sites is just endless.
And they're probably linked to each other. So that's quite a few you've got to go to, listeners.
Yeah, definitely. I think like one of the best sites, I mean, sort of central for the September 11th issue is 911pi.com, or at least that's the one that I kind of point people to, because it has all of the links, the URLs that we have on the bill is generally included on that site. And then they have a discussion forum and it's just a huge amount of information on that site. So it's definitely a good site to recommend.
So is there a big peace movement and are people really learning about this in Calgary, and you have these deception dollars? And, of course, there's the website to go to get these dollars is deceptiondollar1word.com.
Yeah, I mean, Calgary's been a really interesting area to be part of the peace movement. Calgary in history hasn't been a real center, but as of late, the peace movement in Calgary has really been growing, and the awareness in the city has been growing. I've been very impressed with the action that's gone on in the city. I mean, with some of the other global actions that have gone on, Calgary, we had between 5,000 and 8,000 people at one of our recent larger marches, which for Calgary is huge. I mean, for anybody here in San Francisco, that's going to seem pretty minuscule. But for Calgary, I mean, Calgary, a big oil city, I mean, there's so much support, for anything that has anything to do with oil, and a lot of support in our province, specifically from our premier, who is a gentleman by the name of Ralph Klein. And he's a big supporter of the Bush administration and just about anything that they do. I mean, so to have seen such a growth in the anti-war movement in Calgary has been just amazing. And then, trying to make those people that are in the anti-war movement aware of the issues regarding September 11th and the questions about September 11th, that is a little bit more of a challenge, because it is, I mean, even with the peace activists, it's one of those topics that is still really hard to broach. And people are becoming more aware and more willing to discuss that issue now, which is really good. I mean, for anybody that's been involved in the September 11th activist community, you know, especially people like myself that have been involved with it since the event happened and have been trying so hard to talk to people about it. Now, for people to be open and discussing and willing to say, okay, we can see how this has been used as a pretext for war, we can see that there are, you know, some serious questions that have to be asked, is exciting. And there's those of us who think this is, I mean, if we really want to shut down the war machine that Bush has going, and that, you know, some of these other leaders have going in this endless war on terror that they figure is just going to go on throughout, you know, for who knows how many years, September 11th is the key issue. It's the Achilles heel for this agenda. And I so many of us just believe that the peace movement really needs to be aware of that. So, like I say, it's just great that people are actually able to talk about it now. And then we have events like the aftermath showing that's going on here. And hopefully that, I'm hoping to be able to put on a screening of the documentary in Calgary, and then hopefully some other areas in Alberta and Western Canada as well, to continue to make people aware of that particular issue.
Yeah. Well, my guest has been Blaine Mahan, and you're the artist for these deception dollars, and that's a very big part of making people aware of what went on September 11th. To the extent that we know about it, and that's a conversation that's always growing, and there are more and more people getting together who are hooking up, who've been researchers. It takes a lot. It's amazing, the independent researchers all over the place that just kind of follow things. I mean, I had no idea. They kind of come out of the woodwork, and they're comparing notes, and so it's not like we know everything. But thank you for your great contribution to this movement, and I hope people go to those websites and also get your dollars. It's really fun to pass them out, actually. Thanks, Blaine.
Thank you very much.
My name's Sue Supriano. Thanks for listening. To order a copy of the program you just heard, write down the following information. The email is sue@suesupriano.com. That's Sue, S-U-E, at Sue Supriano, S-U-E-S-U-P-R-I-A-N-O.com. Or the telephone is 510 513-1979. That's 510-883-1979.